Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and this is season 7, episode 20, I believe, of this daily study podcast. Lost track of the number of episodes there. Yes, episode 20. And today we are going to be continuing our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, Doctrine and Covenants section 19, in the week of March the 3rd to March the 9th. And today we're going to continue from verse 16. And we come to the point in this section, which again, this section is probably most well known for. And that is the Saviour speaking to Martin Harris about repentance and what the Saviour has done in order to make it possible for us to repent. In verse 16, we start off and read, "For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not repent, if they would not suffer, if they would repent." This idea that the Son of God has performed the atonement so that we can repent, and this price has been paid already. It's not like if we repent and the price will be paid. The price has been paid. And because of that, and because of the Lord's great mercy, we have the opportunity to such miraculous and wonderful blessings. Even if someone does not repent, they will be given the opportunity to be resurrected. They will be entitled or blessed, not entitled, that's the wrong word, but they will be blessed to have access and opportunity to a kingdom of glory. So despite all of this, you know, the Lord has created great mercy for us, but there is greater opportunities and blessings available for us if we would repent. The measure and purpose of our creation can be fulfilled if we repent and follow the gospel of Jesus Christ. L. Whitney Clayton said this: "Mercifully, the Son of God offers us deliverance from the bondage of our sins, which are among the heaviest of all the burdens we bear. During his atonement, he suffered according to the flesh, that he might take upon him the sins of his people. Christ suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. When we repent and keep the commandments, forgiveness and relief from our burdened conscience come with the help that only the Saviour offers. For surely whosoever repenteth shall find mercy." Close quote. There are many places in the scriptures where we receive this promise that the Saviour will, or has now, performed the atonement, which makes it possible for us to be cleansed and to repent. And in verse 17, he outlines what happens if we do not seek to apply this atonement into our lives. It says, "But they would not repent. If they would not repent, they must suffer even as I." Now, this is difficult because, you know, we know the pain and the suffering that the Saviour went through. And part of us, and part of me, kind of feels that if he has paid this price, I want to make it so he didn't suffer for them, me to then suffer as well. That has been paid, and that suffering for what I do doesn't have to be suffered again. Keith R. Edwards said, quote, "The great and exquisite suffering of the Saviour was for us, to keep us from having to suffer as he suffered. However, suffering is a part of life, and few will escape its grasp. Since it is something that each of us has gone through, is going through, or will go through, there is a scriptural suggestion that we can learn spiritual lessons if we can approach suffering, sorrow, or grief with a focus on Christ." Just got rid of it. Hang on, give me a second. There we go. Now, lest anyone go looking for hardship and suffering, that is not what is taught. Rather, it is the attitude with which we approach our hardships and trials that allow us to know the Saviour better. Experience teaches us that suffering is one of life's experiences that will come without seeking it. Close quote. I think that's really important to consider, that whilst the Saviour says that in this verse we can avoid suffering as Christ did, what he's not saying is that life will be without suffering. Rather, he is talking to the suffering that comes from the consequence of our sins, and all of us sin. And so I think it is a distinction that we need to draw here, that suffering does happen in life, even without us looking for it. But what we can be blessed with the knowledge is that whilst we go through our suffering in life, and our attitude and our faith does help us get through that, what also will help us is that to know that the Saviour himself has been through that same suffering. those pains and the sorrows that we feel in mortality through whatever challenges and trials come ahead of us and will come into our lives. The Saviour has felt the pains. We sometimes say, you know, or if people try to reassure us through a trial that may feel particularly unique or difficult to us, that no one knows how we feel. But there is one who knows. There probably isn't one mortal person who knows, and that is difficult. But the Saviour does know because he has felt those pains. And that is a wonderful blessing which we can reach out and take full, and I say the word advantage, again, that's probably not the right word, but take, make it possible in our lives to help comfort and soothe us. Thank you so much for listening to the study today. Thank you for joining, and until we meet again.